This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. More and more houses are being foreclosed on. New numbers from RealtyTrack show that last month, 280,000 houses went under, a 25% increase from this time last year. Banks now own those homes, but some bankers themselves are having trouble hanging on to their own homes. From Charlotte, North Carolina, Simone Orendine of member station WFAE brings us the story of a former bank executive who faced foreclosure.
This summer, Belverie Ross led seminars on how to avoid foreclosure. The former MBNA executive worked one small audience like an energetic, motivational speaker.
But one of my things is that I'm always out helping people. That's very important to me. So I developed this seminar. It is based upon my own experience and a lot of research that I had to do.
The petite 47-year-old describes how trying to sell her $660,000 home snowballed into a foreclosure crisis of her own.
I got an offer on the house, and then the house fell through, didn't close, and I had moved. So here I am with two mortgages. Okay, the house sat empty for about 9 to 10 months, and then I let some people move in. Whoa, that was a big mistake.
Ross says her tenants would pay the rent on her 5,000-square-foot lake home west of town, just not all at once. It would come in dribs and drabs throughout the month, and that put her behind on her mortgage. She asked the bank to modify her loan, but instead it foreclosed. That's when the mail started. She got hundreds of offers for hefty fees to help her get out of foreclosure, but she shoved them aside and also bypassed nonprofit housing counselors in favor of digging herself out. After a lot of research, Ross managed to lower the monthly payment on her current home and started a short sell on her lake house. A short sell is when a bank agrees to let homeowners sell their house at a lower price and give the proceeds to the bank. That was in the early summer, but unfortunately the short sell fell through. The bank foreclosed, and now she's preparing for a legal fight with those buyers. Through it all, Ross remains an optimist.
I believe that taking charge of your life, empowering yourself, and saying, I'm going to do something about that is critical. It's like anything else. You can lie down and get stepped on, or or you get up and, you know, you keep going.
Her seminars are on hold indefinitely because Ross doesn't have the money to run them. With a weak economy, she's busy trying to keep her fledgling events promotion business afloat.
All of a sudden, I'll get a little call. Sometimes it's from a little old lady, you know. It's sometimes very, very sad. And unfortunately, I would love to have the power to go out and do seminars and teach people and get them through a day. But I've got to go make money so I can stay in the house that I'm in.
Sometimes Ross gets calls from mortgage bankers in danger of losing their homes. She's not fazed by this irony.
Because we buy our dreams today on credit, and everybody does that. Okay, we're a country to where we look at ourselves and we say, I need. I have to have that.
None of those mortgage bankers would talk for this story. They were too embarrassed. But Ross is very proud of her track record of helping others. In fact, just last week, she resolved her sister's foreclosure.
I haven't heard one person come back and say that their primary home that they've actually lost. I haven't heard that. I've basically now been able to negotiate terms or to help people negotiate.
And unfortunately, there aren't enough people like that.
Ira Reingold is executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates.
Trying to manage it on your own with a few helpful hints. You can try, but it's really, really hard, and you really need somebody who can help you.
Reingold says anyone in this situation needs to find a well-versed housing counselor. About 4 million homeowners across the country have skipped at least one payment, and that number is expected to rise. More and more people might have to abandon their pride and seek out help, whether it's from a housing counselor or people like Belverie Ross, who've been through it themselves. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte.